Wagon had kept up its previous pace, but as the second team neared the end of its second shift, they were starting to drag.
"When are ye thinking we'll get that horse back on the harness?"
asked Doug Ann McNuckles, Tred's younger brother, whose yellow beard barely reached the middle of his chest.
"Bah! She'll be trotting along tomorrow,"
Tred answered with confidence, and all the others nodded. None knew horses better than Tred, after all. In addition to being one of the finest blacksmiths in all of Citadel Fellbar, he was also the place's most prominent farrier. Whenever merchant caravans rolled into the dwarf's stronghold, Tred would inevitably be called upon, usually by King Emerus Warcrown himself, to shoe all the horses.
"Might be that we should be putting up for the night, then,"
said one of the dwarves, pulling along in front.
"Set a camp, eat a good stew, and lighten that load we got by a keg of ale." "Ho, ho!" several of the others roared in agreement, as dwarves usually did when the possibility of consuming ale was mentioned.
"Bah! Ye've all gone soft on me,"
Tred pouted.
"You're just wanting to beat Smeek to shallows,"
Doug Ann declared. Tred spat and waved his hands. It was too obvious a protest. Everyone there knew it was true enough. Smig was Tred's greatest rival, two friends who pretended to hate each other, but who, in truth, only lived to outdo each other.